because I really like her lyrics.
I love essays.
Yeah.
Essays are like top tier form of writing in the whole world.
9.3, Las Futanaka?
Futanaka? I don't know what that is either.
Not sure. But at 9.4, Cindy Lee goes back on tour, one of the greatest artists around right now.
Canadian, right?
Canadian.
Wow.
From Calgary? From Alberta, at the very least.
Okay.
Cindy Lee got my number one song of the year last year.
Mm-hmm.
At 9.5, we have Deerhoof, Zuzu, King Gizzard, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Hotline TNT, Massive Attack, and Sylvan Esso remove their music from Spotify.
Woo! I'm off Spotify. Everyone get off Spotify.
That's right. 9.6.
Buy CDs or whatever.
Buy your CDs, folks. 9.6, PTA, Paul Thomas Anderson, that is, and Benny Softee film Cameron Winter Show at Carnegie Hall.
I'm extremely excited.
Give me
for this.
The footage now.
I love
Don't
geese.
Edit any of it. Like, just give it to me.
I love Cameron Winter. I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I love Benny Softee. This is literally made for me.
All the stars
I'm
are here.
I'm very excited to see whatever they make.
9.7, Bad Bunny's historic Puerto Rico residency. That's
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
9.8, Liberation Weekend promotes trans rights in the face of an increasingly bigoted government.
I feel like I literally did not hear about this at all. I don't know if I'm following enough that's happening in America, but a lot is happening in America, so sorry. But that's cool.
9.9, the rehearsal's use of Bring Me to Life by Evanescence was truly inspired.
So the rehearsal is Nathan Fielder's show. Season 2 came out this year. It's all about pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's convinced that when the guy landed the plane on the Hudson River,
Sully,
he was listening to Bring Me to Life by Evanescence through AirPod earphones. We were at a party for Christmas, and it was all flight attendants and pilots, and we spent the whole party being like, you need to watch the rehearsal season two. It's all about pilots. You're gonna love
it. For you.
Yeah.
So. And then at number 10, No Music for Genocide, the big concert and organization that is.
Is it a concert or just like they made music for it?
It's people who are like boycotting various distributors, labels. Mm. It's like a system to help artists and like, you know, artists to team up and, you know, sort of reject the machine. I think they have done or at least like have participated in like concerts and fundraisers and things like that.
Well, cool.
Yeah. So that is definitely the coolest thing that happened in music this year. And then another cool thing that happened in music this year is song number 36 on our list from the Materialist film.
It's I really like this song.
Japanese Breakfast, My Baby. So cute.
cuddled and we giggled and we laughed and we yawned. I reached into the darkness where my heart once belonged. There's a fragment of love left untouched soul. Before I'd even met you, I booked a hotel. That night in Alberoni, I sat in the rain. Thought about all those promises made. You smuggled a grin. You left me hanging, an empty horizon. That night in Alberoni, I sat in the rain. Thought about all those promises made. There's a fragment of love left untouched soul. Before I'd even met you, I booked a hotel. That night in Alberoni, I sat in the rain. Thought about all those promises made.
You make me love, babe.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 34 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of the year. That was, of course, Besties, Black Country, New Road. And then before that, song number 35, Baxter Dury, Alberoni. Thank you to my mom for showing me this crazy Englishman's dare impersonation, but he's like 45.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
It was a lot.
Yeah. And then right before that, at 36, we heard My Baby by Japanese Breakfast.
Yes. And I know what everyone's wondering, and they're saying, what did Megan and Dean get for Christmas?
Well, for non-denominational holiday time.
Oh, true.
Thank you.
We got a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
We got a heater. Like a space heater.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
I don't know if we complain about this a lot, but our house is cold.
It's so cold, folks. It's very drafty.
This is the greatest present of all time. Thank you, Dean's parents. They last year, a few years ago, they got us an air conditioner, so they are just keeping us at a perfect temperature. Yeah. So thank you, Dean's parents. Literally greatest gift. So nice.
I got a bread maker, because you know me, I love to stack bread, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I got a flower press, like to press flowers into like things to put into a journal. So I should start journaling or drawing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or just like, you know, scrapbooking, like taking little things and putting them in, because I'm not much of a writer, but, you know, I like to keep ticket stubs and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, oh my
God. What a cute idea. 2026.
Yeah. Oh, and here's what you do, my dear co-host. every month, you have your scrapbook.
Yeah.
And, like, every month, it starts with a flower that's, like, a flower that comes out that month.
Oh, my gosh. Dean, you're a genius.
I know.
You are a genius. I'm glad that we've worked this out.
Yeah.
So, that's exciting for me.
Yeah.
So, I need a nice journal now. I think I have one. I think I have one lying around somewhere.
But right on.
This is sick.
Do you know what my favorite gift that I got was, though?
What?
A CFRC toque.
Mm.
I thought it was just going to be like, you know, like not to besmirch our beloved radio station. But I figured, you know, it'd be like a normal, like plain black toque with like the sticker, sort of the plasticky logo that they like put on those. I don't know how they iron it on or something.
Yeah.
But no, this is like a fully stitched hat. All of like the CFRC logo and branding is like stitched into it.
Yeah.
It's like gorgeously colored. It's got a big pom-pom.
On the brim, it says like CFRC 101.9 FM, which is really cool.
It's so cool.
Repeats it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this hat. And you could get one too if you go to cfrc.ca/donate. I think it's like
two
if you
days.
Donate like $25, you can get either a hat or a shirt. The shirt is also really, really nice, very high quality. And I know you got some Christmas money.
Yeah.
I'm turning you upside down. I'm shaking you.
Yeah.
I'm saying give that to your favorite radio station so we can keep on keeping on.
Donate. Okay, if you're not going out for New Year's Eve, you're like saving some money there. That money, CFRC.
Yeah.
Like, what is nicer to ring in the New Year than a functioning radio station that keeps
your
airwaves
bumping? If you go to the club, they're not going to play better songs than we're playing
here. Exactly.
You know that for a fact.
Donate, please.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyway, folks, up next, we have song number 33 on our list. This is an ode to the Great Lakes. It's Rheostatics, the Inland Sea.
A UFO. Hey ho,
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We've been counting down the top 50 songs of the year. We're almost at 26.
Yes.
And then we'll unfortunately have to leave you until next week with bated breath.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know what we just heard. Sort of a power hour of great CanCon. At 31, we heard Like James Said by U.S. Girls. Before that, we heard Sharon Van Etten, Afterlife, really pretty track from her. And then at 33, we heard The Inland Sea by Rio Statics and Kevin Hearn.
Yeah. Those are all great songs.
These are all great songs.
The full list is always on Dean's Spotify.
Yeah.
His name is Dean Haydon, H-A-Y-D-O-N.
Yeah, it's called Best of 2025.
Yeah.
Check it out. And then check out song number 30 here on our list, another great Canadian band that are back at it finally. It's Rural Alberta Advantage with Falling Apart.
Never. it's my fault, but then it's not, but then it is, but then it's not, but then it is again.
It's a scream.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 29 on our countdown of the best songs of the year. That was Dog Race, It's the Squeeze. Weird goth rock. So imagine if Mother was good. This is what that would sound like. Really fun. Before that, we heard song number 30, Never Enough by Turnstile. Yeah, it's just a classic, like, this is, like, the rock song of, it. Like, I know, like, Geese and all that, but, like, this is, like, the rock song that sounds like a rock song.
I like it.
It's really
fun.
It
doesn't sound fully rock to me, but I like it.
And then, at number 31, we heard Falling Apart by the Rural Alberta Advantage.
Yeah, you love them.
Yeah, we love them, folks. What are we doing for New Year's?
Well, we're going line dancing.
We're going line dancing.
Because, of course. Because I live to line dance.
Yeah. I typically am anti-going out on New Year's. I feel like it is ridiculous. All of the drinks are more expensive. The cover is silly. It's a zoo. It's always really cold or miserable outside. But my dear co-host did not get to go out for her birthday.
Because I was sick.
Because you were sick.
Because I had COVID.
Because you had
probably.
COVID.
Who knows?
Theoretically.
So now Dean has to come out with me.
Yes.
So doesn't it sound like he's so excited?
And
it sounds like he's going to have a lot of fun.
It'll be a good time. Yeah. I like going to the line dance. The people there are always fun.
Yeah, it's very chill. It's not like we're going clubbing on King West.
I don't think I would do that.
We're going to a brewery to go line dancing.
Yeah.
I think it'll be chill.
Yeah, totally.
And also, they are really trying to sell those tickets on Instagram, so I really don't think it will be sold out. So I don't think it'll be too crowded. So
cool.
There we go. Yeah, I hope you are all doing fun things on New Year's Eve.
I hope you're all staying in with your loved ones and not going outside.
Well, maybe there's fun things to do outside. Or maybe you got invited to a party. Who knows? Or, I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're watching a sick movie and then putting on the countdown on TV.
Like, just watch When Harry Met Sally, folks.
It is a really good time to have a cheese board. I won't lie. Like that. Maybe we can do that the next night.
Yeah, prime charcuterie hours for sure.
It really is. Cheese and champagne go well together. So, like, there you go. You're all set. Anyway,
happy almost New Year. We've just got three songs left here for you. Let's go directly to song number 28, Sir Chloe, Forgiving.
How long did you wait? Finger and thumb, bobby pin between them. Thought I wasn't home, was hoping you'd go without investigation. Watching the phone with my fingers in.
Cheeks running through the queen of the castle. that's the way it's gonna stay. We drifted so far away, I cannot say. I miss you. Rather that would leave my brain. I tricked you. Things won't ever be the same again.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow. CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrade